Here on the Good Day program, because it's another opportunity for us to have some time with you and for hopefully you to benefit by our interesting group of people. You always have enough time, but you've got to use your time wisely. The advice that I would have for you, self-serving as it may seem, is for you to spend the next hour here with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Jennifer will update you on what's going on with Conan O'Brien. Jennifer has been studying Conan and his hair. So she's all about that.
I like redheads.
Yeah, I know you do. And Roberta Fasanelli, who likes anybody who has hair, has something
at
from the dumpster.
At my age, yes.
Yeah, I know. And your age. But if you're short on time and you have to make a decision about how to spend your time in this hour, I can give you any number of reasons to spend your time here. And if you have to give something else up, perhaps that would be the wiser move, because where are you going to go where you get such interesting folks? I just enumerated two. We have Clay Kohut, who's our manager of social media, very smart, adept young fellow. And then there's Rich McFadden, who is hypo or hyperglycemic? Hypo.
Hypo, apparently.
He's hypoglycemic. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've fixed his problem. Would you like to know how to fix your problems? Please listen to this program. We will help you fix all of your problems. Whatever your problems, they are our priority. Right, Roberta?
Absolutely.
Your problems are our priority. If you have left things undone, for example, the ironing. Roberta will come to your house. It's
ironing?
Your iron.
I don't iron.
Oh,
what,
that's Jennifer who does the ironing.
Roberta,
Jennifer, you'll go to...
But no,
Richie's
Roberta will
it.
Send her maid to your house.
Absolutely.
To
iron.
Ironing.
Okay.
Yes. Iron.
She'll be doing other
me.
Things that she shouldn't be doing. But you can... But we have priorities here, and our goal is to please you, to serve you, to be of service. And what's the motto? At your service and on your side.
That's
us. A major part of our success lies in our ability to help you get things done. If you don't want Roberta to iron your underwear, she'll starch it.
That
you.
What? Is that why you're this way every morning? Who starches
no,
your
No, actually,
underwear?
I have on... My cow bathrobe today, the bathrobe selection of the day. I think what we're going to do here, I'm going to get the sales department onto this, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
We have an opportunity now.
I like it.
For
to sponsor
people using
your robe.
Streaming this video. This has now become a television program as well as a radio show.
There's somebody that does this.
Does
who
what?
Is it?
My mug of the day there, see it?
If you follow boxing at all, there's a casino, an online casino that sponsors... boxers
oh,
robes,
know what you're
and they
about.
Like they like kind of like tattoo it on.
How
their
about
backs
boxers? Boxers. Anyway, I got my boxers. You want to see my boxers?
No.
Sure. No. I don't want to see
are
the
you,
boxers. It,
Rich, eat a Tootsie Roll.
Right, Roberta. The way for Richie to fix his problem is to have a couple of Tootsie Rolls whenever he feels faint.
The doctor sent me out of the
tootsie
office
rolls.
With a Tootsie Roll.
Right. That's it.
I like. Hey, I like this guy. He's cool.
Hank Aaron is responsible for our quote of the day. My motto was always to keep swinging. Whether I was in a slump or feeling badly or having trouble off the field, the only thing to do was keep on swinging.
Keep on swinging.
Remember how Carson used to start the Tonight Show?
With his
swing?
Golf club.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, at the end of the monologue. Ed said he wasn't much of a golfer. But who cared at that person, at that place? Later on in the hour, as I said, speaking of the Tonight Show, Conan O'Brien... does interesting mischief to Jay Leno. There are now two nights. I didn't want to spend much time on this last night because I wanted to see if it was just the first night that he got the big hit or was it going to last? Did people want to come back again for the second night? And apparently most of them did. So there's now a dog race between the three, Conan on TBS.
What were his ratings?
Letterman.
I missed
about
his ratings.
Equal to the other two guys.
Yeah.
Wow. TBS got to be happy with that.
Yeah. Well, George Lopez. What is he gonna? What are you gonna get from him except flies?
No, he's good.
He's good.
But he's not a ratings.
Well, he's not gonna attract like this Conan thing will.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. I was talking earlier about who the influences were. There's a book out, or some survey. Let me see if I can find it again. those of you who are watching on television can see when I go, because my television camera is right near the screen that I use for a lot of the information that I pass along, if I need to do some quick reference to some brain movement that I've got. So here's the brain movement. Newsweek magazine, in their latest issue, has the Power 50, the highest earning and most politically influential people of 2010. Hmm. Rush Limbaugh's number one.
Snooki's number two.
No, Snooki's not even on the list.
Aww.
Rush Limbaugh made $58 million last year. And the article, basic politicians and radio and talk people together, entwining them, if you will. Let's see. So on the Power 50, the highest earning political person, political influencer was Limbaugh, made $58 million. Glenn Beck is number two. Hannity's number three. Bill O'Reilly's number four. Imus is number five. Let's see here. Mark Levin is 13. Joe Scarborough is 22. These are all people that have political points of view. For years and years and years and years and years and years, the stiffs in the news media who don't get it have taken those who are in the world of political talk radio and said they're a cabal. They're too powerful. They have too much influence on the American public. They should be stopped. And, of course, these guys love it because that plays right to their base, to their listeners. Who's going to stop us now? We can't be stopped. You know, all of that stuff goes back and forth. So I look at it as being good. I'm not a political influencer because I don't really do a political. I haven't done a political talk radio program for years. How long has it been, Richie, since we really had any focus on politics?
Five, six years.
Yeah, right. Because I believe that the newness of focusing on what folks really want to talk about, they don't want to hear this. And if you want to hear it, you can go somewhere else. There is variety that's necessary. I believe, Roberta, the expression is variety is
the spice of life.
Let's have a round of applause for Roberta. Yay. Now you know why she's here. She can complete my every thought.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray. In a moment, Jennifer Horn has her two favorite news stories of the day coming right up, 13 after the hour on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
We're in negotiations at the moment.
Did you catch that Medicare spot while you're at it, Doug?
16 past the hour. Here is... I have a...
Excuse me.
What is that?
This is my...
This is duck call.
Yeah, this is actually the way to...
This always gets... So annoying.
This always gets Charlotte worked up. She's wandering over here.
It gets all of us.
I was thinking of the different... That's... What do you think, Charlotte?
I don't know why. It just sounds like you're doing something naughty when you do that.
Why he puts
thing.
It on his chin. He puts that horn on his chin.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Oh,
that's the way to...
Waka,
to
waka,
get
waka,
a little different sound.
Waka, waka, waka.
No, you can't keep a girl
what from. What my ear or wherever it goes.
Chat room
says, is that how you call the cows?
No, actually the cows are, combos, combos, combos. See the cow bathrobe, Richie? They're
but
starting
they're
to
girls.
Move up
why
on it already.
Why do you say cumboys?
Cumboys.
Doug,
cum-boss.
I saw an amazing boss. Video tonight about cows come when you play accordions.
Really?
Please do that.
They're Polish cows.
See if you can find that for us, Clay. That'll add to our to the viewpoint. We're streaming live now for those of you who have the ability to see a video. Richie's on camera. I'm on camera. GoodDayShow.com. Help yourself. Jennifer, your two favorite news stories of the day are?
Okay, one was the mystery missile.
Yes, the, those of you who have not heard, have you heard the story yet?
Explain that story, please,
Roberta.
Who were you with last night?
The mysterious missile, which was captured on camera in Southern California.
Oh, that missile, yeah, okay.
That missile, yeah.
Yep. And then the other, I know what it was. I had to remember. Did you hear that our lovely government is outlawing the sending of toner cartridges after all those?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, after
are
the,
you kidding me?
After the FedEx bomb or the UPS bomb that was sent last week.
Yeah.
They
so
decided,
instead
we'll
of
just,
dealing with it,
right.
Let's outlaw toner cartridges being sent by mail. Because, you know, the terrorists follow all the laws of what to send and what.
You can't send toner cartridges.
Now
there is a duller person in public service than Janet Napolitano. I would like to see who it is.
Yeah.
She is a horror. Unbelievable. And so... She's out there.
You don't think the terrorists are sitting in their cave right now going, what's this?
Yeah.
Now let's make toilet paper bombs.
Are we, why are we this simplistic? Why are we this silly? Why are we this
We will
stupid?
Get them to ban all toilet paper.
It's like shoes at the airport. Like all shoes now have to be taken off.
Oh, my goodness.
Airport.
Come on. Let's see what else we can get them to ban.
I'm wearing flip-flops. You're really going to make me take these off?
They do. It's
I know. Yeah. I know.
It really, we've become so sophomoric. And I mean soft. Is there, what's the counter for sophomoric?
Stupid.
Freshmanic. We've become freshmanic. The new rules, Mr. Politano says, are a direct response to the thwarted terror plot that could have taken down two cargo planes over the U.S. last month. Terrorists in Yemen had hidden two powerful bombs inside printers and shipped them to addresses at synagogues in Chicago. Yeah, okay.
So what if you order a printer? Now, they can't send it to you?
You got to order from the good old U.S. Hey, maybe this will help the economy.
Yeah,
maybe this will create jobs.
No more foreign geniuses.
Also, if you're a printer from Staples, they can still send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Toner cartridge is over 16 ounces, though. I think you have to do it within the state that you're in, don't you?
How many, well, they're making a lot of them in Somalia now, aren't they? You're shipping those over from Yemen and Somalia? Actually, Britain has banned all cargo from Somalia. And Yemen.
I think that would probably be an okay idea to, to ban
probably.
All cargo from
all
Somalia.
From there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
And
but
Yemen.
Ban printer ink and toner cartridges. I
from
mean,
all, yeah, from
of,
all. Yeah.
She is so, just dull. That's all I
dull.
Can. She's dull. Dull. All right, word scramble time. You ready?
Yes.
800-510-8255. The word has one C, two A's, one R, two N's, a T, an I, and a O.
C-A-A. Was that C-A-A?
I got
one
it.
R, two N's.
White sport coat.
It's 21 after the hour.
I didn't get all the letters.
Rich.
Thank you. to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Bird.
I just had to turn my microphone off. I sneezed four times.
Bless you.
I couldn't even get to Richie past them to say, Richie, do a commercial. Kabloom!
That is the worst when you have to sneeze or cough on the air and you just can't, like, it's just, there's nothing you can do.
Well, sometimes I just do it on the air because it's, you know, it's normal. We're not, there's nothing going on here that we have to hide. Sneeze, blow your nose, pass gas, any of that stuff.
Oh, excuse me, hold on.
Usually one must go to a bowling alley to meet a woman of your stature.
Come join us, Doug's Goodness, good day.
I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize for this song in advance.
I don't even know what this song is.
I don't either.
I'm going to tell you the story in a minute. Stand by. Calm down, would you please, Rich? This is R.D. Taylor. Song that was number one during this week in 1970.
Sounds like he got shot in the butt.
I like his brother Pinto.
Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. Indiana wants me. Lord, I can't go back there. I'm shy with you. To talk to.
How many people remember this? Raise your hands, please. Those of you who are listening around the country and around the world, you recognize, you remember this song? This song was released in conjunction with the final episode of The Fugitive. You remember the story of Dr. Richard Kimball?
Yeah.
The story, David Jansen was the star on television, and then when the movie was released,
Harrison Ford
was very good. Harrison Ford played the part of Dr. Richard
Tommy Lee Jones.
Kimball. Tommy Lee Jones was the man after him.
I want a perimeter a mile wide.
Well, this...
While you're at it, get me one of them little fuzzy donut things.
This song was aimed at telling part of the story or bringing attention to the fact that Indiana was after Dr. Kimball. And so this was, by the way, during the era that this TV show was on, it was the most watched television show. In that era, again, late 60s, early 70s. And the last show where Kimball got justice, if you will, 72% of the viewing audience available that night was watching that show. And that,
wow.
That's never been duplicated.
MASH.
When MASH went off the air,
yeah.
It wasn't 72%. It was 60. I mean, it was a lot of people. But remember the bad guy who became a good guy?
How about the last Carson show?
What was the name of the character played by Tommy Lee Jones in the movie and by the fellow who's, everybody remembers, he died a couple of years ago. What was the name of the character? What was the name of the policeman who was after Kimball? Who remembers? Lieutenant?
Dan.
Yeah. No.
That's all I could think of, too.
First name was Philip. 800.
You got me.
510-8255. All right, so that's a part of the trivia question. The other item we're working on at 800-510-8255, and at stake is either a new Ray Charles CD, The Undiscovered Masters, or a CD from Smokey Robinson, Now and Then, another new CD. Which would you like? If you have the answer, you may choose. 800-510-8255. So what was the name of the lieutenant that was after Dr. Richard Kimball? And then the other thing, this has nothing to do with anything other than it's a word scramble. Jennifer has figured it out. Richie was a little dull on this. Now it's time for you to figure it out and show Richie how smart you are.
Yeah, sugar
800-510-8255. Our word scramble has one C, two A's, an R, two N's, a T, an O, and an I.
Yeah, that's easy to get.
Okay. Well, so you didn't get it before.
I didn't get to write down all the letters.
Well, that's because you're slow.
No, it's because
you need a Tootsie Roll.
Playing that
give this man a Tootsie Roll.
I need a Tootsie Roll. Somebody give,
him a Tootsie Roll.
Stat.
He needs a Tootsie Roll.
I need a Tootsie Roll. Stat.
Right. Stat. Okay. Nurse Fribble, will you please bring Mr. McFadden a Tootsie Roll?
Nice. I need a Tootsie Roll. Stat.
All right. Coming up in a few minutes, Pierre is going to join us because there's big news from France.
Whoa.
Roberta Fasanelli is going to be here with her dumpster dive. Jennifer is going to give us the latest on Conan and his numbers, plus who's out at the Dancing with the Stars set. And Shelley Palmer is here now with a new report that predicts the sales of e-books. E-books. How are they going to do? Let's find out, Richie.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new report from Forrester predicts that ebook sales in the U.S. will reach $1 billion this year and $3 billion by 2015. Interestingly, the study also showed that more people read ebooks on their laptops than on dedicated e-readers. Curious. In other news, a woman was fired from her job in Connecticut after criticizing her boss on Facebook. In response, the National Labor Relations Board stepped in and filed a complaint against the company. This is the first time the Labor Board has intervened in a case involving social networking, and it probably won't be the last. And finally, Google has announced another new improvement to its pervasive search engine. It's called Instant Site Preview. You can guess what it does. Google estimates the new feature will increase a user's satisfaction with the sites they visit by 5%. To preview a page, just click on the magnifying glass icon that appears next to each search result. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Time is 33 after the hour. You've joined Doug Steffen and his gang, my posse.
You're so street, Doug Steffen.
I certainly am, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is in charge of the guns. Roberta's in charge of the roses. Richie's in charge of the venom. Clay's in charge of PR.
PR.
We could call the gang Doug's Dudes. Or Duds.
Hey, Doug's Dudes.
Oh, how about that? You like that? Pretty cool, huh? 800-510-8255. Roberta, along in a few moments with the Queen of Cheap. And then Jennifer has the info on Conan, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking about the nemesis for Richard Kimball, the song by R. Dean Taylor, Indiana Wants Me, or as I used to say as a disc jockey introducing it before I lost my New England accent, Indiana Wants Me.
Indiana.
Yeah. Richard Kimball was being chased. The question is, by whom? 800-510-8255. Glenn is in Lake Havasu, Arizona. First caller in on this. What's the name of the lieutenant there? Glenn, who do you think it is?
That is Lieutenant Gerard.
Philip Gerard. You sound like Tommy Lee Jones. Did anybody ever tell you that?
Sound like who?
Your voice sounds like Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, you got a little Tommy Lee in you.
Yeah. Anybody ever tell you that before?
No.
No. Well.
Are you Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
You haven't moved to Lake Havasu, eh?
That's no, I'm Elvis, actually.
Elvis? Good. Oh, thank you for coming back, by the way.
That's a peanut butter and banana sandwich treating you this morning. Throw a little bacon on that bad boy.
Sounds like, yeah. And make sure you have the right supplements and you'll be okay. You can have that Twinkie diet that everybody's talking about. And with that comes, actually, our poll today is about the Twinkie diet. That comes with or without fries. Help yourself to either of those. Glenn, you're a good man. Hold on a second. You can figure out, talk to Michael about which of the CDs you would like to have with our compliments. Thank you very much. Philip Gerard is the name of the fellow. Just joining us, we were talking about the song that memorialized the last episode of The Fugitive. And I asked who the lieutenant was that chased Richard Kimball around. A lot of interesting little trivia that can come out of that show, whether the movie or the TV show. The movie followed the television script quite well, frankly. We told the story, the nuts and bolts of the story, and I think the movie is about 2 hours and 20 minutes. Good movie. Good flick. You get a chance to see it. All right, let me see if Bob knows what the word scramble is. Bob, did you do your homework on the word scramble? Good job, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Where'd Bob go?
Thanks for joining us. Hey, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Boop,
Bob,
boop.
Bob, B-O-B,
Bob.
Bob, Bob.
So we're not at 2020 yet. We have from 20 after to 20 of when I ask a question like this. So if somebody can figure this out before 20 before the hour, then you'll get the prize. This word we are unscrambling has a C, has an R, has an O, has an I, has two N's, two A's, and a T. What's the word? 800-510-8255, putting your brain to work. Before we get to Roberta, Pierre has joined us because there is interesting news today from France. It seems that Brigitte Bardot.
Brigitte. The most beautiful woman in all
Bardot
France.
Wants to challenge President Sarkozy for the French presidency. And Pierre, what do you think about Brigitte Bardot saying politics disgusts her?
The most beautiful woman in all of Paris.
How was my French? Pretty good. Politics disgusts her.
See.
Disgust me.
She will win in a landslide because we all know that we do not care about the politics. We do not care how smart they are. We just care about how nice of a butt our president has. And she has much nicer.
Yeah, the president's wife there, Pierre, has a nice butt, doesn't
she?
Mr. Sarkozy's wife has a nice butt.
Very nice.
Yeah.
This is the only reason we voted for him.
Brigitte Bardot is 76. How nice can her butt be?
It's much nicer than his still.
Well, yeah, that doesn't take much. But, I mean, when you get to, like, Roberta's age, your butt begins to kind of...
Yeah, thanks.
So, and she's 20 years younger than Brigitte Bardot.
Not
can
so
you imagine
fast.
What Brigitte Bardot's
butt
looks like?
Huh? I would vote for Roberta.
You would?
Aww.
Even though she has a...
You're so sweet.
She, instead of hanging chads like they have in Florida, she's got a hanging butt.
Oh, you're so mean.
No.
Just for that, you ain't never going to see my butt, Buster.
No, it's magnifique. She's magnifique.
Say magnifique.
C'est magnifique.
Magnifique.
That's a very nice rear end.
Apparently, Ms. Bardot, Pierre, is going to run she's going to run her race for the French Ecology Alliance Party.
Whatever. So long as she has them tight pants on, we do not care.
Okay, there it is, folks.
Roberta Lavino.
The headlines.
I make my vote.
The headlines from France. And now it's time for Roberta to get off of her butt and get to the dumpster so we can have a dumpster dive, an exclusive feature.
She's the queen.
Have a good day, show. GoodDayShow.com.
The diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Nice job so far, Roberta.
Okay. Well, we got a whole bunch of stuff for you today.
You're not upset with me, are you, Roberta?
Yes, I am.
Are you really?
Could you tell?
No. Well,
you couldn't
kind of
tell that I was upset with you?
Bit, yeah. Please, will you accept my apologies?
No.
Why?
I don't want to.
What's wrong with Roberta's butt? She has a nice butt.
I have a nice butt.
I was looking at it from the other way, though, Richie. You're standing up.
Stop.
Up
okay. All right.
So you're looking at my butt that close, and you have the nerve to say I don't have a nice butt?
Well... it's part of the shtick, Roberta.
Oh. I think you have an amazing butt. Now go ahead.
Thank you. I know it's part of the shtick.
I like it better than Doug's, that's for sure.
I can't wait to see it.
Actually, Doug has a cute butt. It's always been kind of nice and round and tight.
Oh, come on, I'm trying to keep some food down here.
Okay,
yeah,
let's...
Fritzie needs another...
I
like Doug's butt.
I don't need to pass out twice in this week.
Okay, let's start with what's good for just today. Brueger's Bagels. Actually, the first time I had Brueger's Bagels was this past weekend in Pittsburgh, and they're actually quite good. Today, you can get free coffee there. And what they're doing is they're trying to raise funds for the Children's Miracle Network. So you get a free coffee, and they ask you to make a donation. Mm-hmm. Also, tomorrow, Sears has a salute to heroes for Veterans Day.
Sears.
Right? It's an extra 10% off. We have the coupon for you. And it's not only for veterans, it's for teachers, hospital workers, firefighters, police, military, whatever. Anyone who's your hero, and you can go to the site and you can pass the coupon on to them. Also tomorrow on Veterans Day, November 11th, free admission to all of the USA's national parks. It's the free days. So it's a great way to celebrate Veterans Day and to celebrate the national parks at the same time. We also have a great deal from Amazon.com. You can pre-order Bambi with a $10 off coupon, but that it also directs you to an Amazon mom site.
Is that how much in the shipping to ship Bambi?
It's the thing is, it's free, the shipping.
Not the movie Bambi, I meant a deer.
Oh, a deer. If you join the Amazon.com mom program, what you do is you get free two-day shipping through Amazon Prime for 3 months. You get 30% off diapers.
Wow.
And a lot of exclusive offers. And for every $25 that you spend in a single transaction in the baby store, you get another month of free shipping. So especially if you're going to be a mom or are a mom or know someone who's a mom or whatever, pass that along to them. And also, this is kind of an unusual deal. Walt Disney World, you could possibly get free admission on December 3rd and 4th. What they're doing is they're taping the Christmas Day parade those 2 days. It'll be shown later on. And they're looking for audiences. There's no age limit. Anyone over 3 will need a ticket, however. And we have all the details on how you can do this on the DougStephan.com website.
Ah, very good. It's also at GoodDayShow.com, Roberta.
GoodDayShow.com website as well.
It's the same thing. It's just a different...
So if you want to be on TV and get... And after the parade, after they do the taping, it could start as early as 7:30 in the morning. After they do the taping, you can stay in the park as long as you wish.
The war is for a late night in the focus in a moment. First, though, the unscrambling of all those letters. Barbara calls from Muskegon, Wisconsin, or wherever. Muskegon someplace. Michigan, right? You in Wisconsin Michigan. Or Michigan? Where are you?
Michigan.
All right. You weren't offended by that. I didn't know where it was.
Well, they're just across the lake from us.
That's it. I knew it was just a stone's throw across the lake. So,
80 miles.
Barbara,
yes.
What have we scrambled up there? What word did you find from all those letters?
Carnation.
That's right. As Jennifer sweetly sang, a white sport coat and a pink
with
carnation.
Pink. Carnation.
Is very the, nice.
Word. Was it easy for you to figure that out, Barbara?
Well, it took a couple minutes.
Not a bad thing. All right, are you a Smokey Robinson fan or a Ray Charles fan?
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles. All right, Michael, hold on just a second, Barbara. Michael will take good care of you, and you'll get what you want.
Ray Charles' album is cool.
Did you know that 40% of American adults say that they expect to gain weight during the winter season?
Hmm.
About 60% said following Christmas and New Year's they would return to their original weight, or so they thought. Thus the focus today on the fellow who has followed that Twinkie diet for 10 weeks and lost 27 pounds. Our poll today, do you think there's any value to the so-called Twinkie diet? A, I sure hope so. I hate eating right and love losing weight. B, no way. I've already seen the effects of eating sweets. C, definitely, it doesn't matter what you eat. It's how much you eat. And D, I hear Dick Cheney has had a lot of success with the Twinkie diet. Those would you like to pick? 800-510-8255 is your way to be in touch. Conan O'Brien in the focus in just a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Doug Stephan along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not without getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Well, it's sent to Chicago for repair. Gonna be snitched down using the stairs.
This was last night or the night before, Richard?
First night of the Conan show.
Jack White of White Stripes with Conan. Frank, what's up? It sounds like Brian Setzer.
It's 20 Flight Rock, Eddie Cochran.
Really?
Yeah, 20 Flight. Can I give you a quick history lesson on that song?
Yes.
Eddie Cochran, one of the original rockabilly guys, died in a car accident after 2 or 3 years singing. When Paul McCartney walked up to John Lennon to audition for the Beatles, that's the song he played on the guitar.
Really?
And John Lennon was blown away and said, "We've got to do something together."
Yeah.
And then Brian Setzer did redo it.
All right, so, Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
Conan O'Brien, the first couple of nights, doing pretty well in the ratings, yes?
He beat Jay Leno and David Letterman.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yes, he did.
No.
TBS, his show on TBS attracted 4.2 million viewers.
Right.
3.5 for The Tonight Show, 3.4 for The Late Show, and 1.3 for Jon Stewart's Daily Show.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's key. His median age now is 30, so that's pretty good for advertisers.
Yeah. Well, it'll be good for... this is the other thing. I get off on a toot about advertisers aimed at age 30. People who have all the money, hello, are in the 40s and 50s
right.
and 60s.
Yeah.
Hello.
Anyway, hello.
That's another time we'll have that conversation. So the first night he beat him. Second night it was sort of like on par, but certainly much better than they were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had his fun. Richie, you've got some cuts from the first night where he has fun at NBC's expense and lots of it.
I do.
Yes, that's right. You did. That's what
I
asked you.
A lot's happened in the news since I went off the air, and I wanted to cover it all in one joke. Just in one joke.
That's right.
Yeah, then I realized that's like trying to keep an Icelandic volcano from wearing Lady Gaga's meat dress while a trapped Chilean miner cleans up the BP oil spill, comma, Brett Favre's.
Wow.
All right, here's where he is taking a swipe at NBC.
Now, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, I have dreamed of being a talk show host on basic cable ever since I was 46. And things are already going very well. I am happy to report right now, I just got this news, that we are already number one in TBS's key demographic, people who can't afford HBO. It's not easy doing a late night show on a channel without a lot of money that viewers have trouble finding. So that's why I left NBC.
Zing! Woohoo!
He talks here about a Halloween mask that was very popular called X Talk Show Host.
For other reasons, I guess they couldn't call it a Conan O'Brien mask.
They didn't have to pay you.
But look what they did call it. And this is real. Ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently it must look just like him.
Yeah. You're not going to get much out of this. Richie, play the Conan goofing on George Bush on Oprah.
Former President George W. Bush appeared on Oprah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when asked about being the leader of the free world, Oprah said it's not bad.
All right, now we don't have time for. I wanted to get one more, but we got the essence of it. Conan did okay, and good for him.
What a great TV report I gave.
Yeah,
don't
it was
forget
good
the annual CMA perfect. Awards are tonight.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Dudley, you're on camera.
I'm dancing, Richie. Oh, how do you dance to this? Warren Eckstein can dance to this.
How do you dance to this?
Movie, what?
Can't dance to this.
Warren, can you see me on the video stream at gooddayshow.com?
Actually, it's something I'm not trying to watch, Doug.
Sort of opted out, eh?
When you're going to come back on my computer.
Yeah, his parents don't let him, Doug.
I know. His mother won't let him. His mother said, no, none of that stuff while I'm in the house. Warren Eckstein, all of your animal love and affection is appropriately focused, and Warren will tell you why that is. He's on the air every weekend, a lot of great radio, and is much in demand as a speaker, helping people out with their dogs. He sort of is the, I mean, on the pet show, you play a pet psychologist, in a sense. But you're not. You're happy to tell us you're not really a psychologist of pets. You're a psychologist to the pet owner.
You know, that's a great question, because the other day someone asked me on an interview, what is it you really do for a living? Are you a pet psychologist, a human psychologist? I call myself an animal social worker.
An animal social
worker. Yeah, because in order for me to come into Doug Steffen's home and resolve the problem with his lovely, lovely dog, I have to sit down with the whole family, because if one person tells the dog to get on the couch and the other person tells the dog to get off the dog calls me and says, isn't that the definition of neurosis? So it's really working with
now,
the family.
Where do I pee on the couch is probably the...
No. See, it's never the dog. It's always the owner.
Yeah. In a moment, the oldest dog in the world. Who is that person? And I don't mean two-legged person, but the dogs are people. Charlotte's a person. So who's the oldest dog in the world? We'll find out in a moment. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The story of a 25-year-old dog known as Sheba. Her owner is Glennis Bagley Warren. This is a sheepdog Alsatian cross. So what would that translate in, let's see, 23, 24, 25 years of age? What's that in human years, or does that formula stop working when you get to a certain point?
A lot of people debate that formula. That 7-to-1 formula is really like the first, second, third year, but after that, it really kind of gets lower. So it's really hard to determine how old they would be in human years.
And why is it important for why do we always, like when I'm thinking about Charlotte? Charlotte would be, if we use that formula, about my age now.
But it's a load.
But
the formula is load.
I mean, you go. Let's say Charlotte lives forever, or another 10 years, or whatever it is, what does that mean? Okay, she's accomplished 20 years. This dog has accomplished 25 years. It just seems to me that we're always looking for a way to make something something we can relate to, I guess.
Can't we do it like this? If the average human lives 72 years and the average dog lives 10 years, can't we create the formula out of that, or would you agree with that?
You know, I didn't do well in math, guys. I got to be honest with you. There's actually a sign on my desk that says if it
doesn't tee. Well, that would make it 7 years.
But there's a sign on my desk, guys, really. It says if it doesn't tee, I don't deal with it.
Okay, good.
That's just the way it is.
So what would happen to a dog at the age of 25 to her teeth, let's say, and her gum?
It all depends, just like with people. There's going to be a certain amount of physiological changes as we get older. You know, the heart's going to change, the lungs are going to change, and, of course, the more you use your teeth, the more they wear down. That's why it's so important that people really understand the concept of checking with your vet once a year when your dog gets older, checking more than that, and picking up on things before they become a problem. Some people say, you know what, I smelled my dog's ear, it had a little bad smell, and then 6 months later they realize, wow, the dog had a major inner ear infection. So it's really important for the owners to make sure they check their dogs. And I'm a big fan of senior dogs. We had an event on Sunday, and we adopted a lot of older pets, and a lot of them had a lot of problems. Their teeth were missing, and their hair was missing. But with a little TLC from the owners, you know, we can all get our dogs and cats living a lot longer. And let me give you a prime example. I had a woman argue with me this week. She has an outdoor cat.
Yeah.
I explained to her the average lifespan of an outdoor cat is 4 years. The average lifespan of an indoor cat is 14 years. The choice is yours.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's pretty good information. Warren Eckstein, full of great information.
Let your cats out.
Thank you.